Sagt the Mishnah weiter, was sagt es bei Perik Hey Mishnah Vav. So till now we learned that wherever I can go, that's where my kalim can go. We discussed what the halacha is if I give something over, let's say to a shepherd. We discussed what the halacha is if I borrow something. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss what the din is with a pekadon. Did you learn Perik HaMafkid? A pekadon means a deposit. Let's say I have loads of peiros, but I don't have them here. I asked my friend Reuven, who lives in a different city, to watch them for me, and I gave it over to him. He's watching them for me. Zakta Mishnah, let me show you peirosav. We have over here someone whose peiros were deposited the Ira Cheres in a different city. Somebody is watching it for him. That city is past the Tchum. But what happened is, the Ervu B'nei Oisai Ha'ir, the people of that city, let's say I gave it to my friend Reuven. Reuven has my peiros in his possession. The people of Reuven's city made an Eruve Techumen toward my city. Let's say that city where Reuven lives is like a little less than 4,000 amas away from my city. So really, I can only walk 2,000 amas past my city in their direction, then I have to stop. And they can't walk to my city because it's more than 2,000 amas away. But what they did was, they made an Eruve Techumen, like we discussed earlier. So they're allowed to walk to me. The shaila is, can Reuven, who lives in this other city that made an Eruve Techumen, can Reuven, who's watching my peiros, bring those peiros to me? Again, Perik Hei Mishnah Vav. Mishaya peirosav be'ir acheres. We have someone whose peiros were deposited in a different city. Reuven in a different city is watching my peiros. I'm the mafkid. I gave it to him. He's the nifkad. He received it. The Ervu B'nei Oseir, the people of that city, made an Eruve Techumen. They can come to my city. But they made this Eruve Techumen thinking that Lahavi Yatzle may pay rice, so they can bring him from his pay rice. There's a different gears over here. Ve'eru b'nei oisayir lova yatzle to come to him. But either way, they can't bring the pay rice. Lo yavila, they can't bring it to him. The people from the city of the Nifkad, Reuven, who's watching the pay rice for me, he can't bring them to me. What do you mean, Reuven says, but we made an Eruve Techumen. I can come to Reuven city. Yeah, you can. The payers can't. Because the payers were kind of shvisa under the jurisdiction of the bailim, of the mafkid, me. And I didn't make an Erev. I can't come to your city. So you can't take these payers even one step outside of the Tchum. Because I'm not allowed to go there. However, the im Erev who... But if he, meaning the mafkid, me, the owner of the peiros, if I made an Erev to be able to go to that city, so I can go to Reuven city, I can go to the Nifkad's city, then the din is peiros of Kamayu. Then the peiros are like him. Just like I can go there, the peiros can be brought to me. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? If someone's peiros or his produce was in another town, even though the people of that town made an Erev, and according to the gears of our mission and the way we have it, they made the Erev in order to bring some of the payers to me. They were so nice, but they're not allowed to bring it, because I can't go there. But if I made an Erev, then the Mishnah concluded, Peiros of Kamayu, then his produce is as himself, and it can be brought to me by the people in Reuven's town. Now, the Gemara actually says that we're talking about a case where the Nifkat, again, the Nifkat is the person who receives the peiros. This is the rule, the general rule. It's a good rule to know. When you have a mem at the beginning of a word, which is not part of the shayrish, like the word mayim, that doesn't count. The mem is part of the shayrish. But wherever you have a mem where it's not part of the shayrish, it means from him to someone else. The mafkid is the one who gives the pekadon, gives away the pekadon. The mashil is the one who lends something. The mazik is the one who inflicts damage. A nun at the beginning of the word means to receive. The nizik is the one who got the damage. The nifkat is the one who got the pekadon. Okay, let's try to concentrate over here. The Gemara says that we're talking about a case where the nifkat, Reuven in our mashal, was not mekabel upon himself responsibility to guard the peiros. It's just that I said to Reuven, can I keep the peiros by you? I don't have place in my town. So he says, look, there's a corner. You won't put it over there. But I'm not taking a chrayis on it. Give me a rishus to put it, but I'm not taking a chrayis on it. That's why we say that it doesn't transfer over to Reuven's Rishas, that it stays in the Mafkitz Tchum. But if he was a regular Shomer, and he said, no, I'm a Shomer, whether he's a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Sachar, a Shlail, doesn't make a difference. If he's a Shomer with the halachos of a Shomer, it's as if he's the Bailam. So if he already had this responsibility, Bein HaShmoshois, when Yom Tov sets in, it goes according to the Shoyl. Like we learned earlier, that if someone borrows something before Yom Tov, remember that Mishnah? It goes after the borrower. Again, the only reason we're saying over here, it stays in my Rishos, in the Mafkid's Rishos, is because it's true, Reuven gave me permission to put something away in the corner of his house, but he never officially accepted Achrayus.